We started with the same Chakira, both by Mitztayer and by the case of Yeridat Geshamim. When it says Potter, Mitztayer is Potter min HaSukkah, does it mean that he's Potter from the Chovas HaSukkah, or does it mean that there's no more Yeshiva HaSukkah, and that Yerushalmi would fit in to the second understanding, which says that if a person decides within the rain, and we gave an example of the young man who was at the foreman sukkah, that it was pouring rain, but he wanted to be able to stay in the sukkah, whether that's considered a maisa hedja, if Mitztayer's pater means that it's totally, there's no more yeshiva sukkah at all, then he's a hedja versus not. The person who, it's a chaloshim sukkah still, but your pater, but you can still do it. We said that chakira applies to both of the case of Mitztayer and our Mishnah here on Chav Tes of Mishatisra, Chalsa, of Nekapet, the same type of idea. And what we said till now is, are these two categories one and the same, or are they different? We started out to say that it's possibly they're the exact same piece, and that's what the Rosh says, that the exact same, Mordechai has the same idea, Mitztayer equals Yeridat Geshamim, and that's why he says the Potter. We had even possibly said that that's the machlokas between the Ritva, the Rosh, and the Rashba, as opposed to the Aruch HaShulchan. Mr. Brewer also brings the Aruch HaShulchan explanation based on the Xeris HaKasuf, that according to the Rosh, the Chiyuv is based on, and it doesn't say the word Teshvu, so it's a separate mitzvah of Achila. We said maybe the machlokas is based on this Chakira also, that maybe it's Potter, that the Rosh would say it's totally Potter, and Allah Haraya to even get in there, as opposed to the Rosh who says no, doesn't really mean that concept. And the Chiyuv actually comes, and that's the Xeris HaKasuf of the Tevav to come to teach me that Mamash, it's still Chaloshim Sukkah, and because of Yeridat Geshamim, you are Chayv. That was part one. Part two, we said, is let's assume that was all assuming like the Rashba and the Mordechai that Mitztayer and Yeridat Geshamim are
interconnected.
Interconnected.
That's right.
Right? But let's assume they're not. So what we did last week, and I brought it was both in the film ago, and it's also the Safna Panash that I gave you the rugged shover, and say maybe it's two different things. One is the din of Mitztayer, and that might be your potter, but you still have a chiyuv, versus Yeridat Geshamim means there's no chaloshim sukkah off. That's what we did. That was a review till now. Within that, I wanted to add one more wrinkle and see it within the Gemara itself on Daf Chavtet. Because the Gemara on Daf Chavtet brings down the case of Tana from the Yeridat Geshamim. Gemara had said, Mishetisra Chamekap shall grease him. What is greasing?
Pour
down food. Pour. There has to be a machlokas between Rashi and Meiri here. What's the significance of the Gemara telling me that it's of the porridge? It's either it comes very easily disgusting with a small amount of rain, or the Meiri has the total opposite pshat that says it's actually a more machmir pshat. I didn't ask you to see that, but it's something to think about. Then I wanted to focus more on the next statements. Abayi have a Yosef kamei to Rav Yosef. Abayi was sitting in front of Rav Yosef b'matalasa in the sukkah. What happened? Neshiv zika, the wind came. Kamaisi tzivuta. And what happened? It took some of the schach, some of the twigs of the schach, and now came onto the food. Amulu Rav Yosef, panuli mani mihacha. Get my kelim out of here. So my chok is weather. And you read that Geshamim in the Mishnah, is it talking about just the Kalim, or it's talking about the whole, your whole body, you're done. Here, it's one of the, from the Rishonim, it would say the word money is from the word Kalim. But Amalei Abaye, Vatana, Mishatisrach, Hamakapet, how can you say to get out of here? The Mishnah gave, the food's got to get gross. Amalehu Lididi, Kema Da'anina Date, Kemi Shatisrach Hamakapet, Hamili. So he says, for me, I'm what we call an istanis, and therefore, it's as if the food was spoiled, and messed up. So I asked you to think about what is the back and forth here between Abaye and Rav Yosef. Okay? When Abaye says the question to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef knows this Mishnah. So what is the question over here? What is the question here of Abaye? What is going on between them? Okay? That's what I want to start doing right now. Okay? Right after that, I asked to read the next Gemara. The next Gemara had a case of Tanu Rabbanan. You're eating in a sukkah, rain came down. What happens? Ein matrichin oto lalot. Okay? You're eating in a sukkah, it rains, you leave the sukkah, we don't make you go back up, because the sukkah used to be on their roofs. That's why you go back up. Ein matrichin oto lalot ad she ya'or. And here the Gemara has a whole question. We're talking about Amud HaShachar, or to wake you up at night, connected to what we had talked about. And here we ask, and then we're trying to bring all these things together.
Perfect, thank you so much.
Is what is the Chiddush of Gemara specifically using this case? What case should it have been? Why is it specifically talking about a case? Okay, so we're going to do 2 points today. Point number one is to understand the back and forth between Abaye versus Rav Yosef. What is the question of Abaye? Okay, and what's Rav Yosef? That's going to be part one. And part two, which we're going to start with, is what? It's dafka when I'm being ochel b'sukkah, and then I, what? Yardu kishamim, then you're yored, and you don't have to go back. Ein matrichin to go back. So what did the Ran bring from over here? What's the question? What's the question over here? Within B? What? What about before? Why am I talking about only when I'm actually there? Okay, what about before? Good question. Okay, so the Ran here gives us two nuggets that are being connected to everything that we're going to talk about. Okay, and the Ritva also is going to come on this also. Okay, first, so there's two parts to this question. Number one, why specifically this case of when I'm in the sukkah? And why not, the second part of the question that the Ran deals with is what? Why not when I'm actually in the house and it starts raining? So everyone open up the Ran quickly, please. Let's read it inside the Ran. Okay? This is the Ran. Who's reading for me? Go ahead, also read for me. Go ahead. God, Mr. Holster, you're on fire. Let's go. Go ahead. What page are we on? Yeah, of course, but I have a different Gemara, so I didn't tell you. You can. I have a fancy one over there. What? That's because I was using my Vilna one at home. Which one? That's how it works. That's how it works. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Elior. Loud and clear. Good. Everyone, please read it inside so you know how to read. That's why we're doing this inside. Go. Can you read this? Yeah, go ahead. Explain. Vinil lipid in noka ki agavna. What does the word noka mean, Mr. Holzer? Nakat means to mention. Nearly been the nakat, that which it mentions, ki hai gavna, this specific case. What's the problem? Good. Dafka, this case when I'm specifically eating. And then the rain comes to tell me I get out. Right? Dafka, let's go, I'm excited here. It's a great, great sugi. Dafka kishi hitcha lecho, hu de'eno muta lefanos, ela mishatisracha mekabe. What does he say? There's a chiddush in this Gemara. Why are we talking about? We said that. Why specifically are we talking about that? This is the Gemara is saying that this is my p'tur. But you read this Kishamim in this specific case. Comes the Ran and tells me there's a major chiddush here. Why? What's the major chiddush?
Even before.
Not even before. What's the chiddush? Mr. Holzer, what's the chiddush? That I'm allowed to leave the sukkah. Why would I think you're not allowed to leave the sukkah?
No, that's Pshat Gemara. That's not
Pshat Gemara is a big chiddush. What is the chiddush?
The first night.
No, that's not what he says. What? This, he says, is what the Tanur Rabbanan's Chiddush is. Why specifically this case? Venerally, read the Rishon inside. Venerally, what? No, that's the Ritva. That's not what it's saying. You guys are smart, and you kind of like, yeah, it's kind of, must be, it kind of, where, read it inside. Venerally, bidinoka, ki ay gabna. Why this case of when I'm eating it, why? Dafka sheyitcha lechol. Only that case, that what? Hu de'inu mutu lefanos, ela mishetisra chamakapa. The chiddush of the Mishnah, of when am I allowed to leave? Only when it's what? When it becomes spoiled is what? When I specifically started eating. That's the chiddush. What's the chiddush? He explains. Next words. I'm not making it up. He says it word for word. Kidei. Go ahead. Kimiva eat. Good. Viyotze. Kam's the chiddush of the Gemara and the Ran to tell me there's a specific reason why the Gemara says our case. Question number B. Why? Because this is the shear, and only then when I'm eating, when it's raining to this shear, that's when I get out of there. I'm putter to get out of there. For what reason? In order that it should not be looking, that I'm what? That I'm kicking the sukkah. I'm disgracing the sukkah. We're going to explain this in one more second. But, read the next part. Mr. Barrett's aval. Aval lo yitchil yikanes bo. But if we're the other case, where I'm sitting inside my beautiful home, right? I haven't started eating at all yet. Go ahead. Anytime when I walk into the sukkah, I haven't started eating yet. I walk into the sukkah, and guess what? There is what? Mitzvah air. Said I'm potter. Just like what? Yeah.
It's not mitzvah, it's specifically with the Geshana.
Correct? Yeah, but it's not going to be specific because look what he just says. The proof is what? Look at his next words. It's mitzvah. Meaning, does he go like the Rashba and the Mordechai, or does he go like the other opinion? The Rashba and the Mordechai, he's definitely equating mitzvah, and he read this Geshami. Word for word. And he says that what? How do I know that before I come in, or when I come in, even before I'm eating, nothing to do with the Mishatisrach. The Mishatisrach is the shear of Mishatisrach is a special chiddush. That's what the Gemara brings down, which I'll explain in one more second. But I don't need to what? Tell me when I haven't started eating yet, because that is what? That's the classical case of Mitzdayer Potter Ki Hechi Deshari Mishum Baki. Just like the Gemara, which I told you outside about, on Chavav, which we skipped, which says that what? That if there are fleas, or because of some sort of problem within the floor of the sukkah, that what? It's mitzdayer, your potter. And therefore what? He keeps reading. Now he comes to explain the first point. Ubrait anami. Go ahead, read for me, Mr. Barrett. Ubrait Nami. The Rebuta Nokte. What's Rebuta mean? Kiddush! Rebuta. I see a lot of people finish the sources. Wink, wink. A lot of people finish the sources. Wink, wink. Work on the sources. Work on them. The Rebuta Nokte. The reason why he brings that case is what? To teach me the Kiddush. What's the Kiddush? Keep reading, Mr. Barrett. The Afagav, the Kfar. The Kol Shekein. Mahmad. Zeudati. But he says, Lamaise, don't be so mechamai svara because I don't have a raya brew. He makes the yukim, but he says, don't be so mechami alach lamais. Here, the Ran says three things. What does the Ran say here? He says, number one, the whole concept of what? Of Mishatisrach HaMekape is limited specifically once you've started eating. That is the Chiddush of Mishatisrach HaMekape, which we asked, which is what Mr. Joel had asked at the beginning. Right? If it's Mitzdayer, why do I need that? Here's the Chiddush. Remember I told you we were going to get to it? Here's the Chiddush. Why? Because he explains. The Chiddush is what? I would have thought that once I start eating, what? I should have to continue. Why should I have to continue? It's a special din in Hilchos Sukkah. I asked you to bring the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Open up the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Beis, please. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis describes Matan Torah. Describes that the Goyim were upset. The famous idea. And here it's not only Gemara Shabbat that Hashem gave us the Torah, Kafal Neim Harki Yigit. And then what happens? On Be'ezim, there's a whole long piece of Gemara. Be'ezim and Be'ez, then to Gimel Man Aleph. Then what happens? But they said, hey, it's not fair. Why don't we get the Torah? The Gemara says at the top of Daf Gimel Man Aleph, around 7 or 8 lines down. Adav kimum and out. Ribono shalom. Yisrael shekiblu aheichem kimua. So he says, Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm testifying that it's going to be fine. Vini b'chor Yisrael, Shemayim v'aretz, etc., etc. And then the Gemara continues, keep going down. They said it's not fair. Then it says that it's two blotted Gemara. So I'm trying not to do all of it. If you look on started. Right on the top of the, on the bottom of Bezim and Aleph and Bezim and Bez, they say, we should have gotten the Torah. We should have gotten the Torah also. And Hashem answers them that the reason why Am Yisrael got the Torah, it says that that he says, look, Ribbono Shel Olam, we made a lot of marketplaces, a lot of bathhouses, and we all did it for the Jews in order that they should be able to learn Torah. Now Shem says, no, you're a bunch of shotim. All you did is for yourself. You did it for your harlots. You did it to adorn yourselves. You did it for your own money. That's the end of the break. So the Gemara continues and explains within that on Daf Gimel and Aleph at the bottom. It says, find it. Third Y line. It says again, Amul Lefana Ribar Shalom, Tramanum Rirosh, we should get it. Vina Asena. Hashem says, Shotim Shiba Olam. Misha Tarach Barav Shabbos, Yocha B'Shabbos. Misha Lotarach Barav Shabbos, Mechan Yocha B'Shabbos. He says, look, you guys weren't working. Therefore, I'm not going to give you it. But he says, Afa became mitzvah kaliation. He says, you know what? You want it so badly? I'm going to give you a mitzvah kala. You know what the mitzvah kala is? Go and do it. And then the Gemara, after asking him that, says what? Why is it called a mitzvah kala? Because it does cost a lot of money. So they all went up the sukkah, they put it onto the head of the god. Kadosh Baruch Hu put on a very what? Hatsan, Tkufa Tammuz. And what do? Mevait Visukato. This is where the Ran's coming from. The Ran's not just making up a line. The Ran's quoting this Gemara. Because there's this concept of what? Kicking, and not only just kicking. We have this concept of what the Gemara is going to continue. What's the context? The Gemara continues. It says, hey, Hashem says he's not going to
He's not going to play poyushtik. He's not going to bring trunya with his briotah. He says, I don't understand. We have on the top of Gimel and Beis. What's the problem? Why are you saying it's not fair for the goyim? It's not fair. You gave them an easy mitzvah, but what did you do? You put a heavy sun. But then what have we been learning for the last 3 days? Mitzdayer, says the Gemara. The Habilei Tzarav, Amar Rava, our case, Mitzdayer, is Patam in a Sukkah. So what's the problem? Great question, right?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Because.
Correct. The answer is not that they just left. There is a din of mitzvah, but mihi de poker, but biute mi mitvayet. Who says that what? You're not kicked. Problem is the B. Problem is the zilzal. It's got to be my way. When you kick, you throw a temper tantrum and you kick. This is what the Ron is saying. There's a special din over here. Number one is the Ron is clearly equating, like we've seen them. It's dying. You read out the Kisham and Marik. But what happens? I would have thought that once I'm eating, by me not coming back and finishing it, what am I doing? I'm being not being machshir the sukkah. I'm being bo'eit the sukkah. And therefore, kamash malan, no. You're okay. Okay? And that's where the sugya, that's where the Mishnah gives the shear of what? Of me, shetisrach hamekapeh. Then he comes and he says what? But it's a kal v'chomer, what? The other way, since, what does he say? He says that, what is the whole idea of Yeridas Geshamim, it's Mitzdayer. And if it's raining, then what happens? Do I have to go inside of the sukkah? No. He says that's a kal v'chomer, the Gemara doesn't have to bring that case. That's the Ron so far. Two very important points. Number one is, he clearly equates to what? 1 second. He equates, sorry, like the Rosh from Mitzdayer Yeridas Geshamim, to the point that he says that that's the Chiddush over here. Even though we see that there's a concept of Mitzdayer, but there's a fundamental difference between Mitzdayer and Levayit. To be Mizalzo in the Sukkah. Part of why Am Yisrael got the Torah is because of this Mitzvah Kala, not to be Levayit. So maybe it's not just to kick, to be Mizalzo, to belittle the Mitzvah. So I would have thought, the Ron says, that you're chayiv, even though there's a general concept called mitzvah, I would have thought that you're chayiv. Comes the chiddush of the Gemara and says, specifically, the case when I'm eating in the sukkah. And therefore what? Therefore there is, in the chiddush is that I'm not, here being mevayit the sukkah, to read the language one more time of the Ron, that it says specifically here, only then I'm not allowed to leave whence Mishatisra Chamekapa. Because it's teaching me the gather of when is it considered Biyut. If before this shear, it's a problem of what? What is this shear of the disgusting, when the food becomes disgusting? It's not that it's not a Chaloshem Sukkah, but what is the reason? It's
we're
not worthy of the Torah. It's a din. It's a hashkafic point. There's a hashkafic halachic point. Now he says, I'm not willing to be sonichah, but there's a hashkafic point that says you cannot leave the sukkah because if you leave the sukkah before this, you're no better than the goyim. You don't deserve the Torah. You're kicking the sukkah. With me? What? That's what he said. It's exactly the pshat of the Gemara with that up. Saying, I'm giving you this mitzvah kala, and this is the difference. And the difference is, hashkafically, is misha tarash barav shams. The idea is what? The idea is, adam la'amal yulad. And that's what's going on over here. It's true there's a din of mitzvah, but even there, even with mitzvah, there's a way to be able to walk out of the sukkah. There's a way to treat sukkah in the mitzvah of the shechinah that way within the sukkah. Okay, that is the chiddush of the Ron. This is a major, major hashkafic halachic point, as we will see, different than the other Rishonim in a second.
You can't substantiate with concrete evidence.
Right, that's the end. The end. He says, "I'm nice to you, Kim, but I don't feel I have the shoulders of saying halach l'maisa here." One more second. Why does he not say that? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why does he feel that he doesn't have?
Yeah, his points are logical. Well, we'll see. Other people are going to disagree with some of the points. We'll see.
Every Rishon does that. Not the
other
one say
that. Yeah, yeah. We'll continue. We'll see that way. Second point we had said is, but if before they walked in, it started raining. So that's the classical case of Mitzdayer equals, if you read out Geshamim, just like the Rashba. Now, the Ritva went one step further that I asked you to see. What did the Ritva do?
Clouds.
He says that even what? Like even if it's not actually raining. You guys had the Girsa of a low or not low, right? The Girsa, the most updated Girsa within the Mosad Rav Kook, is the word is look with that. If you didn't start eating, what the Raman said is a kol shekein. The Ritva takes one more step further. What's the basis about it? What's the basis? Let's read the Ritva inside. Saffron, read the Ritva inside. Huge, huge. I told you I was excited for this because there's mamish, so much meat over here in this sugya. What do we have? Good.
Even if he wasn't eating yet, there are the shine, and if he wasn't even eating yet, but he saw that the spot was going to rain, the spot was going to dark.
Ain matrichin oto. Keep going. Wow, what is he saying? Even if it looks like it's going to rain, it's a dark sky. Now, that he doesn't make any distinction.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Now again, according to this, what is the rationale? The truth is that we could have said a different rationale, but I think it's a bigger chiddush to say. Seemingly he follows the same rationale, I think, is the wrong. Which is what? What's the whole point of you read that Geshamim? Spitzdai. So it makes a lot of sense in this case that he says that what? Once it's so what? Cloudy outside, it's a problem with Mitzdayer. As opposed to maybe what? The other approach, which I think is a much bigger chiddush, which is what? What happens when it rains? It's not just that it's Mitzdayer, but it's
Hashem doesn't
want to go to Sukkot. What did that mean? What did that become? It's no, it's a claw line there for what? There's no more chavos of shame Sukkot. I think it's much more difficult to say that, one second, to say that within, because it's not actually reading it. To say, like the Ron said, that what? It's a din mitzdayer, then you could say that the chiddush, again, you don't have to agree to this. You might say it's dafka when it's raining, but the Ritva comes in and adds a layer of chiddush, which it leads into exactly what we want to talk about, which is, what Mr. Ibrahim had said is, how do I define Mitzdayer? Can I just be subjective and say, I'm not feeling so good? You know, therefore that's enough to be Mitzdayer. And back to the Chola, but is any burden considered a Mitzdayer? So I think I'm more comfortable personally that the Ritva is going to the same Shita as the Ram, that says Mitzdayer equals Yiridat Geshamim. That idea that it's not that it's not a Chal Shem Sukkah. Because to say that it's not Chal Shem Sukkah even before it's raining at all, I think is a much bigger jump than what we said here. Within this, I'm going to take Joel's question right now. But now, that's a perfect jumping point to see exactly what's going on between Abani and Abios about this question of Mitzdayer. And we said now, this idea is, does Yiridat Geshamim equal Mitzdayer, or does Yiridat Geshamim not equal Mitzdayer? We're going to explain this as we move ahead. Joel, go ahead.
He's not yet Mitzdayer, and he can't possibly be brought up.
What's the answer? What's the answer to what I just said?
He's going to be Mitzdayer.
No. The second that the chiddush of the Ritva is, it's not the physical ring. It's exactly... According to him, he is. According to him, he is. Oh, that's his chiddush.
Why that's raining, it's like the star of the moon. And before that, it was just raining.
That's what you want to say. That's maybe why other people would agree with you. That they would say, that's why I said the Ritz was a chidush. You want to say that's one step removed. He's saying that the second the clouds come, I'm inside already. Think about you, because you're a man on the certain level. If you're together with women, also that idea. The second that it's raining, forget about it. The whole sukkah is done. Forget about all the work and all the cooking we did. Tell me, there's a whole thing like, oh, there is a din of mitzvah, and that's the chiddush.
The Mishnah says
you're right. What, you read this Geshamim? Right, and that's what he said. He's saying the principle of Yeridat Geshamim is mitzvah, and the Ritva comes and applies that this mitzvah is even by the point of the black skies. That people have that mitzvah feeling. You could disagree. I'm fine. Other people would say, no. That's what I told you. If you go back to the videotape, there's a spectrum. That it might be only when it's rain and only when it's actually at the Mishat Yisrach. But then we could say no. And the truth is machokas between the Rambam and the Tur about how much rain is it? Is it the rain? It's exactly the spectrum. Is it the rain that it's disgusting? Is it just some teapot of rain? Or even now the Ritva that say what? We have a whole spectrum of how much the Mitzdayer and Yeridas Geshamim is. Good? He's the extreme maker when it comes to Mitzdayer. Yeah.
One comment or one question. So seemingly this preparation for the rain is, in a sense, preparing for what's to come. And my question on that is, how do you know?
I don't know what that means. It sounded like what Joel said and I answered the question. So explain what you mean. Joel had said it's a preparatory step. And I'm saying that it's not a preparatory step. They're already at that point. When I want to go sit down in the sukkah, you're right, it's not physically raining. But it's black skies. At that point, it's mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the ritual.
So basically, what I was now leading to my question, how do you know definitively it's going to rain? It might be black skies.
And that, what's the answer to that?
It doesn't matter.
It's irrelevant. That's exactly the point.
It's going to be based off a weather report of the day before. It's going to be implied.
Again,
degrees outside too hot.
What's the answer to that? The answer is that even though the day before it says that, now it comes, it's beautifully sunny skies. You don't say, look, Mr. Al Jones or whatever all the different weathermen said. Right? That's halacha moshe v'sinai. You don't do that. The point is, 15 minutes before, 20 minutes before, it's black skies. Even though it doesn't actually rain, according to the Ritva, that's been started already.
Then I can say that slightly gray sky, as soon as I see one cloud in the sky, that's been started.
No.
Again,
that's how far
it's black. It's almost inevitable that the rain's going to come. Now, does it always happen? No. Sometimes it breaks. But the point is, he didn't just say there's one small cloud. He said, it means it's full of black, the cloudy skies. That's exactly what I said. But he's talking it from the din of Kisham. You with me?
Under the assumption that he's saying that it's subjective, then we understand that. Also, he's saying you see a few clouds. I think the point is that you have a genuine feeling of desire, and that only God knows.
It doesn't matter if, even in my case of a female, that she'll see one great cloud, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about it's mikadrim with a lot of things at that point.
It's desire.
It is subjective, but that's leading into my next point, which is how much this becomes subjective. Okay, that was my next point. Write it down. Abai and Rabbi Yosef, within this idea of how much subjective it is, this comes back to our question now with Abai and Rabbi Yosef. Because the Gemara brought down what case? The wind and the kismin that came in. And Rabbi Yosef says to Abaye, get my stuff out of here. Abaye says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says, Mishatisrach Hamakafa. So what's the problem? Abaye knows about the concept of Mitzdayer Patur Min HaSukkah. So there are two fundamental ways to understand the question now of Abaye, based on what we've learned and Let's do a piece of what we learned. If we go like Yeridat Geshamim equals Mitzdayer. So therefore what?
Why,
What's a guy saying then?
That it's not Messiah enough to eat. When does that...
Oh,
there's not a particular... When does not your...
Meaning, Abayi knows, he agrees that there's mitzvah is pater min hasukkah. But what does he answer? Read his question for me. Mr. Drazen, what was Abayi's question? Read his question for me inside. This is the beauty of being able to read it inside. Abayi also agrees. Again, this is the question. But based on the Ran, we're saying Abayi also agrees. He knows that mitzdayer is potter min hasukkah. And he really kishamim equals mitzdayer. But what is Abayi really asking? It may be not. Is that the words? What is he saying? How can you leave?
Didn't we learn the Mishnah?
Didn't we learn the Mishnah that says, ad hamikapeh. So it means what? Of course you read that kishavim equals mitzdayer. But what?
There is an objective.
Hold on one second. Because he says there was not enough rain to what?
It wasn't rain.
But he's equating rain and the wind. We're assuming that he's saying for now. Again, we'll see a second asah. For one side, you read that Kishamimi agrees it's been stopped. But in this case, what Joel was saying, what is? Which is what we're saying for now. And then what? So then what's Abayi saying?
It's not enough.
Not enough mitzdayer for what?
For not to be kicking the mitzvah.
Oh. So he says, but in this case, there's no shear, there's no objective shear. In this case, in this case, it's not mitzdayer enough. Why is it not mitzdayer enough?
There's a shear.
The shear is this, meaning one way we said this, in this case, not mitzvah enough. Either number one is because the only way you read up the Shavim like we did last week is what happens as a result of the rain. What becomes to the sukkah? No more sukkah. Ein chalot, shame sukkah, is only what? When you have this shear. When you have this shear. Okay? And therefore, how can you leave? It's true. You read that Kishavim equals mitzdayer, and the idea is just like the fleas. It's all true. But what?
Oh, Rabbi, can you not split that into two separate answers then?
Yeah.
Say that the wind is
saved by both,
and there's just not enough rain for it to equal product.
Yeah, but what would be?
Or you can say that the wind is fundamentally different to the rain, and no matter how bad it gets, it can never be the product.
Hold on one more second. What was the other piece before it? Either the idea of in chalot shim sukkah, or what? One second. Or in this case, not the star, because what? Subjectively, what's going on? I want to feel it. It's not a matter of not chalot shim sukkah, but what? But that Chazal gave us a shear. That what? You can't just say that I feel bad that way. But what? It's got to be to the shear of Kishitisrachachi Mekapi. Okay? Not anybody could do it, and that would be what's called Batla Daito. It's so called them. And the Chiddush now of Rav Yosef on both of these is that number one, Rav Yosef says, either it's true, but I'm what's called, according to Rav Yosef, either I'm an istinus, and that's what Rashi brings down, that he's known as a big mifunak, it's not just anybody, okay? And for him, it equals that shear, or same idea. In this case, because of the istinus, in this case, for the istinus category, this already is considered an inchaloshim sukkah by the wind. But the wind would equal that also. This is one way of seeing that Okay. Good.
Ready, isn't that just
give me one more second. What?
What?
What you said? This is almost like OCD.
Yeah,
it's an OCD piece.
Yeah.
So he says he's known as an OCD. He has a different category. Okay? Now, what's the other way to explain this Gemara? Not like the Ran and the Ritva? What?
That would be
Rabbi Yosef. What does the Gemara say Rabbi Yosef says? What does Rabbi Yosef say?
Dummy.
He says that for me, it is considered like that. Which means that it's not everybody, the Chiddush is, not everybody could just say, for me, it's specifically within the subjective, which is why I went from point one to point two. The subjective has to be when one in this category, which is either, number one is that that's what Rashi brings down from the Gemara Pesachim, that Rav Yosef is known as this Mr. Istinus, and then we would apply either this objective in Chalotchen Sukkah, in this case of the wind, it's like the rain, or that normally, if it's a regular Joe Schmo, even if he feels that it's not good enough because it didn't hit that what's it called? That threshold, that shear. Meaning, till now, before we get to the next point, we've talked, Joel asked 2 days ago, what is the point of the shear? Misha Tisrach. So now what we've seen is, according to the Ran, was a tremendous chiddush of Vaidavka Achila within the Brayta. That's why I knew that it's only then that it's mutter shelo kedei shelo levayit. Versus what? Now we have other ideas. It's coming to teach me what? It's coming to teach me that this shear is what? Is when it either becomes ein chalos shein sukkah, only at that point. Or, number three is what? Is the question of subjective. The idea of what? Whether it's batel itza, batel daito. This shear of Mishat Tisrach. Yes? Hold on 1 second. I'm getting to the other side. This second. We saw that maybe Yuriya Kishamim doesn't equal Mitzdak. You read like a shaman doesn't equal Mitzdak. And here, again, till now, we had said it doesn't equal Mitzdak, and therefore, it would be equal to this part. It would be the same thing. You read like a shaman doesn't equal Mitzdak. So what's pshat with you read like a shaman? It's not because of Mitzdak. We saw in the Svas Emes. We saw in the Safna Panach today. Okay? That what? But the reason why you read like a shaman then is potter is because we had said it's not because of its title. We had said number one is it's hallowed shame sukkah. And then that would be no different than this part. Right? Obviously, this first part is different. I don't equal, it doesn't equal its title. But the whole idea of Iridat Keshamim is that there is no shame sukkah. So what did Abaye ask? Abaye says, look, we're not at that shear. It's still a sukkah. Why are you getting the heck out of there? What are you doing? So what is the answer? I'm an istinus. Second way, so that's this one is exactly the same as this. However, there's a second way. The second way is it's not because of its stout air. But what else? What did we say? You saw in the Mishnah Berurah. You saw the Radvaz. What is the reason why the Yiridat Keshamim is potter? It's not because of that it's not an objective chalo shein sukkah. But what is it?
Subject.
What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Within the Radvaz also? Everyone look at the Mishnah Berurah, please. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
That's object.
Till now, the in chaloshim sukkah, what we had said over here is that what? We had said because of the mashal, Yishitisrach, right? We had said it's a siman klal of the food, and that made it what? In chaloshim sukkah. Now we're getting into number four. What's number four? In this case, number two. What is the Yiridat Keshamim come to tell me? It is a siman klal, but what is it? It's not because of its style. Is it necessarily because a potter because of ein chalos shein sukkah? No. Because of the food. What did the Mishnah Berurah say in Tav Reish Lamed? What was it? Sifkat Lamed Aleph. Tav Reish Lamed Tet, no?
Yeah.
What did he say? This is what the Radvaz says. What does he say? Anybody have it in front of them?
Is it the skippage?
didn't say to skip. I said to skip the red vase because we didn't have it in front of us.
Oh, you want the
what does the Mishnah Berura say?
Oh yeah, we did. It's with the food.
Read it inside. Yardu Gishamim. And this is the idea where he equates, as I said, he equates the rain and the wind. And what does he say? Ukishem, and he's talking about Yardu Gishamim, Sifkat and Laman Aleph. Ukishem Shemifanim Imne Agishamim, Kach Mefanim Imne Ashrava Yitushim. Look what he says. These are the big lines. Vafilu Ein Adam Mitzdar Bekach. What does that equal? Doesn't equal Mitzdar. And we're going to say it's not. Because if you objectively, once the Yiridat Gishamim comes, it's no longer a klolot, it's not a shame sukkah. But what is it? Once the Yiridat Gishamim happens, what happens? What's his language? It's not Mitzdar. What is his language? El Shamachal Mitkal Kelbakach. And that's why this shear here is what? This is number 4 over here, which is what? Which we're putting down as the Mishnah Berurah. Ma'achal mitkal kelbakach. Which means what? Food! So it's not that there's no chalo shem sukkah. It's that because of the rain, you can't eat. Ma'achal mitkal kelbakach. What is the Nav Kamina?
The Mishnah Berurah says because it's raining outside, you can't eat sukkah.
That's what he says. That's the Yiridat Gishamim. It's not that it's not a shem sukkah. What is the nafkamina between these two? What's the nafkamina of Yiridat Gishamim? We're saying it doesn't even mitzdayim, right? This is how we had seen the Tzav Napaneach, we had seen the Svat Emet. We're now saying this is the Radvaz. We're saying this is the Mishnah Berurah. We have a lot of these shittos, not like the Rashba. You read that? What's the nafkamina? Yes, Sammy.
If you're mitzdayer, the food's still good.
If you're mitzdayer,
the food's still
Do the other way for now. Let's say number one is you have a plate with a cover. Or do I have a chiyuv to what? To go and eat a kizayis before. It's the same application. Let's say I want to go in, which is what Sammy said. Okay, let's say that what? Let's say that number one is I can eat the soggy food. I think that's what Sammy was saying. Eat the soggy food. Or what? Can I go and eat quickly the kazaris of food? Eat it quickly. Does that make sense at all? According to your read out to Shaman, either one of these two. Tell me the difference. If we say that once the soggy food happens, it's in chalo shem sukkah. Do any of these make sense? No, because you're a fool. You're like the Yerushalmi, you're a hedger. Versus if we say that the rain and the spitting in the face is a klala, but it's not a klala that totally is mitbatel shem sukkah. But what does it do? It says that you're not able to eat. So then if I'm able to eat that type of food, let's say I enjoy that type of consistency. Stam and Stire would say me and said, or I can hurry up and eat there, so maybe I'm chayv to do that. Okay? That would be the nafkamina between these two approaches. Yes, Joel. So that's part of the question. At what point does it become a claw?
Well, that's not even dry. That's
already
so that might be. Yafes, so that might be the nafkamina of the greaser. Right. That the type of food that you have. Right? That the third nafkamina might be the greasing, which is the type of food. Right. Where it might, according to the Meiri, it takes longer. It takes longer to become soggy. And therefore there's a lot of rain. Right. So with a lot of rain, then one person could say that a lot. Very good, Joel. You could say in chaloshim sukkah. First is what? First is if you say the whole idea, then I can eat, right? At that point, it's not soggy for a long time, maybe I'll have a chiv to eat. That might be, according to the Meiri, another third nafkamina. This leads into, which I don't have time, but it leads into the whole idea, when is it a siman klal? Whether it's just the first night, or is it all the days? And the reason why this is important, not only because to learn the Mishnah, Tanis, and the Machlokas, but because of what is the nature of this siman klal? What is it doing?
the Siman Kol. Is the Siman Kol coming and telling me what? There is no more Shein Sukkah. Or is it coming to tell me, no. There is still a Shein Sukkah, just your potter because of the Machal Mitzvakel. Is it 12:45? Okay, so that's what we're going to do tomorrow. And we'll finish this up. Everyone should go to the keys, please.
Rabbi.
Rabbi, I don't understand number one. I don't understand the difference between that and everything else.
I guess it's quickly or quietly.
Quickly.